Family Feud Teacher's Edition. I don't know what you can tell me about the experience, or if it's kind of all top secret right now, but what can you tell me?
We can tell you we had so much fun.
It was amazing. We can tell you most things. We just can't tell you what the outcome was.
True.
So what was the experience like? Let's start right from the beginning.
We had to do, first of all, we had to do a second audition that we, once they saw the video, we did our second audition at Rebecca's house. And after that, there were more Zoom calls and emails and planning that was involved and practice, of course. And then once we got all that done, we actually got to go on our trip. So maybe you can talk about
that.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah. We were flown to Toronto thanks to CBC. We were really excited and fortunate to have all of our spouses also join us. So a great experience for the 10 of us. So a whole week of episodes are filmed in one day. The show is four nights a week, so they film four episodes in one day. So all of Teacher's Week was filmed on Sunday, August 13th. There were eight schools represented. So it was just really fun getting to meet the different teams from across Canada. I can tell you there were three teams from the Maritimes. So the Maritimes were pretty well represented.
And it was amazing. So when we say there were eight teams, there were over 100 that auditioned.
So when you got there, what was the experience with Jerry D?
Well, we showed up. We had to be at the studio at 8 o'clock in the morning. So we got there. We went through security. We had our PA, which was a
production assistant.
Thank you, because I forgot what the acronym stood for. Our production assistant that took us up to the 10th floor, and that's where we stayed for the day, which ended at 9:15. So, yes, it was 13 hours in the studio.
We were actually in the space where they filmed Dragon's Den. That's where our holding area was. And we were the last episode to be filmed, so we got to spend the whole day watching all the other teams and continuing to practice and
talking to the other teams, getting to know them.
Particularly the team we competed against, Avonview. It was really great getting to have fun and camaraderie with them.
And Jerry D, we didn't get to talk to Jerry until the actual show, because we did a little practice in the morning, and we were the first team to practice, the last team to start recording. So we didn't even start till, what was it, 7 o'clock for our episode? Was that right? Because it took about
close to there.
It takes 2 hours to record one episode. You know, I was always watching Family Feud thinking, oh my goodness, how come they didn't think of that answer? Well, it's because you're talking to Jerry for, you know, 5 to 15 minutes, and then he says, okay, you have 3 seconds. But he's super funny, super nice, and all the people that we worked with were just amazing. A wonderful experience at the CBC studio.
Can you tell me the team you competed against?
Yeah, we competed against Avonview from Nova Scotia in the Windsor area, I believe it is. Their team captain originally from Moncton, team captain originally from Nova Scotia. So that was kind of funny.
Can you tell me if there were hard questions, or can you tell me if, like, not, I know you can't tell me the questions, but can you tell me if they were hard, or was it, you know?
I think when you're kind of under pressure and under the lights, any question can seem hard. Like when we were watching our colleagues in different episodes film, and yeah, we'd be like, oh my goodness, well, this is clearly the answer. And some of the answers that day as we watched, and as we participate, we're like, oh, dear.
They're going to regret that one.
Yeah.
I can't say the question that was asked, but there's sometimes that, like, as teachers, if we're a teacher for our whole career, we might not know what another career looks like. So let's say that. So it kind of biases us in not a good way for answering questions.
Are there other teachers at BMHS that are maybe envious or thought, why didn't we think of this?
I think they're just all really supportive and happy that our school is represented. And the main reason that we did this anyway, well, besides having fun, is to raise money for our theater. Our theater is from the 1970s. It has the original carpet. We have lost so many seats over the years. There's about 100, over 110 seats that are no longer usable. Like, you go to sit down and there's nothing there. So we really need to start getting some funding for our theater. Our district is being kind and they're helping, but we need to raise a third of the money, and then they're going to raise the other two thirds.
So I guess we'll just have to wait until it's September. What is the date again?
September 21st, and we are having a fun night here that night. It starts at 7, doors open at 6:45. We'll be selling some concessions. There's the opportunity to donate to our theater, and we're going to do a little Q&A after the episode airs, share some of our footage and videos from our trip to Toronto, just try to make it a nice, fun community event, and then see what happens on the air.
Yes, so we're quite curious to see what they've kept to put in the...
Yes. What did they
What are your spouses thinking about all this?
They actually wore the same thing in the audience that we wore on stage to support us. So it was quite special, and they had a really great time, too.
Yeah, they even went out to breakfast with Ona. they were all in our group chat at one point, and they've been sharing all of the pictures and new stuff online as well.
And on their social media. My husband works for Blue Cross, so he shared it with his Blue Cross colleagues, and... So it's quite special.
I think they're probably all anxious for it to air, too, because people are constantly asking them as well, like, how it went. And luckily for us, they know how it all went because they got to experience it. I mean, they got to experience the whole day. They sat in the audience for about 11 hours that day because they had to watch all of the episodes.
And the other thing that you don't realize, too, is after you answer a question and you're clapping for it and you're saying, yeah, it's got to be up there, sometimes that can take, 20 to 90 seconds before the answer comes up on the board. So you have to keep that energy the whole time.
Trying to look up like, would that answer work or not? So right. We're just like, good answer, yes, it's up there, woohoo, I know it, you've got it, like for 30 or more seconds.
We said, we're all going to go out after this. And we did. We went out to a restaurant. We're thinking, we might have a little social time together. We were like little walking zombies. We walked across the street. That was it, as far as we got. We said to the waitress, just bring our food with our drink. And as soon as we were done, we all went back and went to bed. So
a memorable and exhausting day.
But it was awesome.
It was great.